We're going to do a bell and buzzers here. So you haven't got one in front of you. You've got to make the sound of something. What's your sound then, Colin?
I'll go bell.
Just say bell, are you?
Yes.
You couldn't go ding for me, could you?
I'll go ding.
Okay. Kevin, what's your buzzer there?
Oh, I can buzz with the best of them.
Right, right, good, okay. As soon as you know the answer, shout out. I'm going to play you a little bit of something to listen to.
It's going to be a corner on the far side again, but great excitement here. And golly, and Raines, and a goal! And they have done it, and Tony Raines...
Oh, you've got a buzz already.
I think I know who that is. I think that's at Sutton United.
Sutton United.
Where Burgess Hill triumphed 2 weeks ago, but on that day, that was Sutton against Coventry, wasn't it?
It was, and the score was?
Ooh, it was 2-1.
2-1 to Sutton United, 1989. That was Coventry City going down. So, well done. You didn't even need me to ask the question there. You got it right.
I may say I have not been primed by the
That's all right. Okay, so fingers on bells and buzzers. What was the score when Crawley Town played Manchester United in the fifth round of the FA Cup in 2011?
Ding.
Yes, gone.
1-0 to Manchester United.
It was 1-0.
You'll have to be
quicker with your buzzer there, Kevin. Okay, question number three. Which was the first year that the FA Cup was held?
Crikey, 1863.
You didn't buzz, Kevin, and you're wrong anyway. Colin, you did ding.
I'd say 1875.
1871 it was, so no points there. It's 1 point apiece as we get question number four. Who scored a hat-trick for Woking to help them beat... Yes.
Got it. Tim Buzaglo.
Tim, what
a fan. West Brom, that's the game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's West Brom 4, Woking 4, West Brom 2.
Early 90s. That's,
yes.
That's a very good shout.
I'm a very sad man. Yeah.
1991 it was. Okay, now I'm going to play you another giant killing one now. And the question is, which is the side on the receiving end of the giant killing? Buzz or bell loudly over this.
Tremendous spirit in this Hereford side. They're not giving this up by any means.
Oh, just in there, Colin.
Newcastle.
Newcastle is right, yes.
Radford again.
What a goal that was.
What lovely commentary. That will live forever.
Exactly.
Ronnie Radford scoring. And can you remember the score at the end of the day?
2-1.
It was 2-1, wasn't it?
To Hereford.
Yeah. You guys, you anoraks are so well honed. That is absolutely fantastic. And we wish you well at the weekend. And we'll be following it all the way through on Saturday afternoon here at BBC Sussex.
Can I just say to the Eastbourne Borough fans and officials, good luck tomorrow. It'd be lovely to have us all in the hat for the first round.
And likewise, Paul. Burgess Hill are just lovely people. They're just absolutely smashing club.
Thank you very much.
It's a bit of a love in here, isn't it? You guys. We thought you were all manly, but it's all brotherly love here. Well, good luck to you both. Have a fantastic weekend. Thank you for being with us.